We now have our update on what is going on the tourism side. So we have two speakers today, Summer Lazenby, who is the Executive Director for the Kenai Peninsula Tourism Marketing Council. She's been on the peninsula since 1998, and she transitioned into the Executive Director's position back in 2017, and she's been great to work with since she took over there. Also presenting on the tourism side is Sarah Leonard, the President and CEO of the Alaska Travel Industry Association. And I just have to get this in here. She wanted me to make sure that you all knew that because she's from Wisconsin, she's required to be an avid Chicago Bears or Green Bay? Oh, okay, all right. Somebody put me. No, I want to see if you're really paying attention. Green Bay Packers fan, but we're not supposed to hold that against her. So, Sarah and Summer.
All right. Well, thanks for having giving me the opportunity to speak here today. I am with KPTMC, Kenai Peninsula Tourism Marketing Council. No, and that's an important point because it's just tourism marketing. And who are we? What do we do? We were created in 1991 out of for the borough to market the tourism industry on the Kenai, the entire Kenai. We are a nonprofit organization, and we generate approximately 51% of our own revenue through a variety of means, which I'll discuss shortly. And we are a DMO. What is a DMO? Destination Marketing Organization. It's a public-private partnership. And we work with the borough and our membership to bring tourists to the Kenai. Please don't kill me. Our mission is to promote, develop, and coordinate visitation to the Kenai Peninsula and create an awareness and understanding of tourism's effect on and enhancement of the local economy and residents' quality of life. And that's actually a topic that, as I've heard several other speakers mention, is residents' quality of life. But that's actually a key portion of our mission, and it's primarily what I'm going to address today. So destination promotion, it's the engine of economic development. We're part of the economic team of the Kenai. If people don't know about the Kenai, they're not going to come. And we need them to. And it's not just out-of-staters. We do need the Anchorageites to come down and spend their money here as well. It's very important to our economy. So what is a DMO? We are responsible for helping maintain the marketing program of the Kenai. We help sustain air service. We create familiarity of the area. I know a lot of people will say, oh, people are going to come to the Kenai anyway. Well, a few will, but we like to bring as many as we can. And part of getting them here is telling people about the Kenai. And we attract decision makers, the business traveler. I'm not going to talk about the tourists themselves today. I'm going to talk about that at the assembly meeting on February 6th. But the business traveler is the traveler who spends the most money, but it is not the most common type of traveler that we have. That's a basic vacationer. And then the friends and family are about 17% of our tourist population. And then we are responsible for improving the quality of life for residents. And without tourism, it's going to be a different quality of life. All right, so we have the entire Kenai, and I'm just going to go through this very, very quickly. We have a 13-member board that spans from Seward to Homer, and I think that's actually really important that we make sure we have each region represented because it's not simply Soldotna or Kenai. Seward and Homer and every community in between is a vital component of tourism. So I'm just going to flip through these super quick. Whoops. So then also, we have an amazing team. We've got Keith Baxter, who is our Director of Member Relations, Jasmine Lamb, our Communications Manager, and our very important bookkeeper, because we all like to get paid, is Kelly Martin. Looking at our income for the year, we just switched to a fiscal year from a calendar year, which was fun. We have about a $600,000 budget. $306,000 of that is borough monies that primarily go to our guidebook. The remaining portion is sales that we do through the guidebook, our website, fundraising, and then our membership fees. All right, so now to the meat of why I'm going to talk today. The McDowell Group has been mentioned several times over the course of this day, and they're well-respected as far as studies go. And they took some existing data from the Alaska State Visitor Profile and Economic Impact Study. It's done every 5 years, and they parsed out the Kenai data, and I'm going to talk about that. We paid through this through our earned revenue, so there's no tax dollars that has gone to funding this study for Kenai's portion, the Kenai's portion. But let me just stress, tourism is a major economic player on the Kenai, and we're going to talk about that. So, how many tourists came in 2016? Because this is when the data was generated. When we got this in-house and we opened it up, Keith and I were like, what? There's over 500,000 visitors that come to the Kenai, that came to the Kenai in a five-month period in 2016. 562,000 tourists. And I want to be clear, that does not include anyone within the state of Alaska. If you live in Alaska, you were not counted. So that is strictly out-of-state visitors. And I know traffic stinks when, you know, I worked in Kenai for years, and the first time I came over here in the summer, and I actually had to navigate like afternoon traffic on a July Wednesday, I was like, this is ridiculous. But if you look at each car as a dollar sign, it's not so ridiculous. All right, so we have these tourists, they're coming, they're bringing their money. How much money are they spending? Well, if you look at the two graphs that are on there, you can see the different types of activities they're spending money on, and then you can see just how much money is generated with each of those. And the primary tourism businesses in the borough, this is not all of them, but this is the primary ones, it's guided land and water, car rentals, tour operators, restaurants, and accommodations. And one thing that's important to note, particularly in the cruise component, it doesn't include any cruise fees. So when a traveler, you know, gives Royal Caribbean $2,000 to come to Alaska, that does not factor into these monies. Or if there are any of their excursions that they're purchasing, also don't factor into that. What does factor in is if they walk off the ship in Seward, they're on the dock and they go buy a hoodie or something to take home. Those types of monies are included in these sums. And it also doesn't include the docking fees or any moorage, because that isn't actually direct passenger spending. So this is literally just people coming to the state of Alaska, coming to the Kenai and spending money. So if people are going to spend money, we have to have people to take their money, which means there's jobs. And so directly from this, in this five-month window, this study demonstrates that there's 2,500 jobs that are created just for the tourism industry, with a labor income of $69 million. So what does that mean? If you take that sum, the average job over that five-month window is $27,000. Not every job is going to earn $27,000. That's the average. Some are earning way less. Some are earning way more. If you extrapolate that out to a 12-month total, it's $66,000 income, annual income. That's not bad. That's a pretty good income on the Kenai. And then anecdotally, like, I had a daughter when she was 18. She worked at a local diner, and she was bringing home $600 a day in tips. It made me question why I bothered with an education. Yes. So we've got the 2,500 jobs that are directly tourism-based, but then there's additional 600 jobs that simply exist to support the 2,500 other jobs. That could be medical, legal, other components of retail, transportation, public works, 600 different jobs. These jobs, if you notice, it's $26 million, which equates to $43,000 in that five-month window, which is, when you extrapolate that out to a 12-year period, over $100,000. So tourism is bringing money into this region, and it's vital. All right. So clearly tourism plays a significant role in the economics of the Kenai, because this is new money brought in. These are people from out of state. This is not money that's already existing within the state of Alaska. And it brings in job creation and those labor dollars. Between the new money being spent and the 3,100 jobs that are existing, it's a total economic output of over $200,000. Now, Alaska, or people have a lot of opportunity and a lot of choices as far as where they're going to go in Alaska. So how do we relate to other regions? The Matsu had the same study done, pulled from the same set of data. On the Kenai, tourists spent $187 million. They spent $98 million in Matsu. They had a total economic output of $133 million, and they only had 1,300 jobs. So the Kenai is a significant tourism destination when it comes to Alaska. So moving forward, we know it's vital to the economy and we want to keep that moving. What are we going to do to increase tourism and keep those tourism dollars coming into the state of Alaska? We're going to continue to work to set the Kenai apart from the rest of the state of Alaska. The state of Alaska is an amazing place. I'm sure every single one of us in here has been a tourist within the state of Alaska at some point. So some of the things we're doing is we're focusing on Alaska's most accessible wilderness. You want to have any part of the wilderness, you can get that on the Kenai. You can get all the wildlife. You can get some of that adventurous travel. We're open year round. There's pretty much not a lot that you can do in the summer that you can't also do in the winter. Might be a different format, but you have a lot of options. Tourists have a lot of options to do in the winter that they can do in the summer. The other thing that we're going to really focus on is increasing those in-state tourists outside of the dip net season. There has been a long discussion as far as the economic impact, whether it's positive or negative, when dip netters come down from Anchorage. But if they come outside of that dip net season, then they're going to be coming for a different reason. And of course, we've got the other options. I mentioned Matsu, but we really have to work to set ourselves apart from Juneau, Fairbanks, Valdez, and Anchorage. One of the things that we had on our Facebook page, we just had a viral video. It went really viral. And we were able to see in the guidebook requests, they skyrocketed right after that video started. Keith put a link to the guidebook, and we started seeing those guidebooks requests coming in. So, and then there's the new guidebook in the little teeny left-hand corner. It's a great guidebook, as it is every year. So this is also, even though you're local, I've lived here 20 years since taking this job. I've had an opportunity to see a whole bunch of other things that people can do on the Kenai. So I highly suggest that you pick one up. And finally, questions? All righty, Sarah, they're all yours.
I'm going to take a more global perspective. And first, let me thank Tim and Caitlin for inviting me back to the Kenai. But already, I think I have some strikes against me. I'm a Packer fan, which I admit freely. I am from Anchorage, or I live in Anchorage, and I am a dip netter. So I'll just get that out in the open. Thank you for this opportunity to provide a brief overview on the tourism industry in Alaska. And as I mentioned, I'm going to take a more global or get a little global on you, as Summer did such a great job of highlighting the economic impact and the Kenai Peninsula as a whole as an important destination in Alaska. For those of you who may not know about the Alaska Travel Industry Association, ATIA is the state's leading industry association for travel-related businesses. Our mission is to promote Alaska as a top visitor destination, communicating and promoting the Alaska tourism industry as one of the state's major economic forces. And Summer alluded to how we work with our community partners across the state, like the KPTMC and in the Matsu and in Fairbanks and Anchorage. We work to promote Alaska as a state destination to bring visitors here so that we can work with those community organizations to attract visitors to your region. Our association has around 600 or more members, and our board represents small and large businesses from every region in Alaska, as well as diverse sectors across the travel industry. ATIA is also the contract manager for the Alaska Tourism Marketing Board. Can you still hear me? Which is responsible for statewide marketing planning and program development. ATIA is the association that receives a grant from the state of Alaska to promote Alaska statewide as a tourism destination. Carol Frazier from Aspen Hotels was here earlier, and she is a member of the ATIA board, as well as we have a former board member, Shannon Davis, and Shannon currently sits on the Alaska Tourism Marketing Board. Let me ask you a question. Where do you want to go next? So think about that. Think about where your last vacation was and what inspired you to go there. Can you help me play the video? So obviously that's not Alaska. And now think about how we are attracting visitors to Alaska. Travelers research multiple destinations before deciding where to vacation, much like you probably do, I do. And they look to a variety of different places for information. When it comes to decision making, we know we are competing with other short haul destinations that are within a half day sometimes or less of driving. They're less expensive travel radius. We often promote Alaska as a long-haul destination. For the past few years, Alaska's tourism marketing budget has declined. Our national advertising program was severely reduced. In 2017, Alaska had no television ads, no print ads in national magazines, and the first time in 40 years, we didn't produce a printed vacation planner. Quite frankly, we have an image problem. Technically, what we have is a lack of image problem. The primary motivator for a trip is more than a single business. Usually, it's the image or perception of what experience you'll get from that destination, what you want to get out of it, what inspires you to choose your next vacation. This is why destination marketing is so important to growing a visitor base at the regional level and at the statewide level. This chart represents funding for destination marketing organizations across 50 states. And I know you can't see all the different names. That's a pretty long list. But what I want to point out is Alaska is at the very end. While most states' support of destination marketing programs has increased over the last 5 years, Alaska's investment has declined from $16 million state dollars to $3 million, which we're implementing this fiscal year. We are at the bottom when it comes to state funding, just before Delaware. No offense, Delaware, anyone from Delaware. In comparison, last year, the state of California spent $119 million on tourism marketing. When you look at total dollars spent on tourism marketing, Alaska accounted for only 0.3% of all national spending on state tourism promotion in 2017. That's down from 2.5% in 2014. So these seem like really small numbers, 0.3%. But what this means is that our market share is declining while the industry nationally is growing. Alaska is losing competition to other states that are actively pursuing the traveling public. So what? What does it matter? What does the reduction in funding mean for the state's tourism marketing program? Inadequate funding means we capture fewer visitors, which translates into reduced visitor spending, reduced local tax revenue, fewer jobs, and lower business revenue. There are segments of our industry that are relatively healthy, to be honest, and are projecting growth, like our cruise partners. And we thank our cruise partners for helping boost and increase visitor numbers to Alaska. However, we may be starting to see a slowdown in the rate of growth for other segments, like independent travelers, and the loss of what we could have captured with more competitive marketing funding. We commissioned a study with a group called Tourism and Economics that looked at some of the McDowell data, and they estimated, in one estimate, that we lost $189 million over 4 years in visitor spending and $57 million in visitor spending in 2016 alone. Using their economic model, this includes or has resulted in the loss in that 1 year of $85 million in total business sales, $23 million in total income, $2 million in state and local taxes, and 669 total jobs. That's statewide, but that's in 1 year alone. Historically, the Alaska legislature has promoted statewide tourism marketing through annual allocations from the State General Fund. That funding has declined, as I've mentioned, over the past few years. Today, we, along with every Alaskan, recognize this new reality. We know our elected officials are facing very difficult choices in this fiscal environment. The state's economic climate means that we can no longer rely solely on general funds to support tourism marketing. Tourism leaders have been actively exploring more sustainable ways of funding statewide destination marketing for Alaska. Currently, we have a bill in the legislature, Senate Bill 110, which describes a framework for a tourism improvement district that could generate revenue from industry for tourism promotion. Industry leaders are addressing this funding challenge because, number one, it was mandated by the legislature, and also because we recognize effective marketing requires consistency, stability, and scale to reach those potential visitors. Visitors spend money in our communities, creating opportunities for business growth and adding jobs and generating revenue through taxes and fees. And you heard the impact on the Kenai Peninsula from summer. This positive circle has produced healthy results in the past, creating more than $4 billion in overall economic activity, millions of dollars to the state's general fund, as well as revenue to city and borough budgets. Oh, I'm already there. Travel and tourism is growing globally, with or without Alaska. Our industry is key for economic development and job creation throughout the world. In 2016, travel and tourism directly contributed $2.3 trillion and 109 million jobs worldwide. Just taking an even wider look than that, our industry contributed $7.6 trillion to the global economy. This was equal to 10% of the world's gross domestic product and approximately 1 in 10 of all jobs on planet Earth. What does all this mean for Alaska's travel industry? This past season, in 2016, where we have the numbers, 2017, May through August, are quite frankly a little bit underwhelming. Overall, they showed minimal growth in some areas or were flat, if not down. Our total visitor volume during that time period in that summer time period was 1.8 million visitors. Around the state, you can see domestic air outbound numbers were flat or have no change. Again, how do these numbers relate to less resources in the marketplace from Alaska's marketing program? Are they the first indication of a slowdown in capturing market share? While certain sectors are relatively healthy, like I mentioned, our cruise partners, we're not seeing that same growth rate for independent travelers. And just to catch us up on time, I'm going to skip through some of the numbers that I think Summer already highlighted and only show you one dip netting picture as my final picture. This is my family on the Kenai, actually the Kasilof. So I'm going to summarize, and they don't know I'm showing them. But over the past year, ATIA has been talking with industry about the value of statewide marketing for Alaska. A proposed industry assessment, and the economic returns of Alaska's visitor industry. We've received a lot of feedback. This is a tough conversation to have for any industry exploring how to fund their own marketing investment and potentially assessing themselves. It's complicated and challenging conversation to have. I don't know if we'll get to a solution this year or next. However, I believe we have to have the dialogue. Because I believe investment in statewide destination marketing works, no matter how you get there. With a more competitive marketing budget, with sustainable funding, Alaska could be at the forefront of everyone's trip planning. And our industry can continue to drive revenue back to communities, create jobs for Alaskans, and be a strong force in our state's economy. Thank you.
Questions?